Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast. It's Thursday, the 11th of June, 2015. I'm pleased to announce today that our new website is up and running. So that is very good news and will make life a hell of a lot easier on this end. So our listeners will just need to go and look for www.krazfiles.com. We've shortened it to krazfiles.com for a number of little reasons, but it just makes it easier. But you'll see when you get into the website, it's still the Kraz Files, but you'll need to search for krazfiles.com. And it's only a new site, but it is coming up on search engines, including Google. And it will come up on your smartphones and tablets and things like that. When you go onto the website, you'll see a whole bunch of tabs, including podcasts and news and health, and science, technology, so lots of new stories. News links will be going up there each day, and you'll also see our new podcast each week up on the main page, where you can play it right there or download it, whatever you would like, and you can also subscribe via RSS feed on Android. You can check out iTunes. You can like us on Facebook, all the social media and YouTube stuff's up there as well. There's also a PayPal donate button if our listeners out there would like to contribute a few dollars here and there each month, whatever you would like to keep us going. It all helps. So there's a ton of info up there, and every time people go on there and look at a news link, play a podcast, make a comment, whatever, it breathes life into this website, and that's what it's for. So thanks to Kyle Hunt over at Renegade Broadcasting. Kyle's done a fantastic job, and I'm very happy with this website. And I've had to use Facebook as a website as well, and so we've been very scattered all over the internet. So this is great for our listeners who don't use Facebook and have to go to Podomatic and different places. Our listeners can just go to www.krazfiles.com now, C-R-A-Z-Z, and everything you need is on there. And it will just grow and grow, so we hope our listeners enjoy the website and like it. And I'll be working hard to also put up all of our older podcasts in the podcast archive section. You can't miss that there. And I'll be taking down our Podomatic account very soon, as I'm running out of space and it's getting too expensive, and the website is basically unlimited space. So our listeners can keep an eye on the website, because we will be doing some extra interviews, extra podcast interviews, and they'll be going up only onto the website for people to check out. So I encourage everyone to get on there every day and have a look at the new stories going up and check out our podcasts and support us. It's a great step forward. So all good. Very happy about this. Check it out. www.krazfiles.com. And thanks always, all of our listeners, for supporting us and listening each week. Okay, we are ready to blast off. And Garth won't be joining us today. He's a little bit busy, but I'm in good company, joined by Dr. Rima and Ralph Yusitola. How are you guys going?
We are going really well because the pushback against the globalist plan to capture our bodies through their vaccination programs, the pushback is really accelerating, and that's so heartening.
Definitely is. Yeah, it is. And we have to keep moving forward as fast as we can. Don't look back. Keep going. But it's great for you guys to pop in and chat with me today. And you guys, you are the real truth freedom health fighters, I tell you.
Well,
you commit so much of your time and you ask for nothing in return. So you guys are the real deal. And, you know, it makes me want to do this every day as well, having you guys there, knowing you're there as well. You know, because it's just so important. But let's start, Doc, and get your information out there. And let's clearly get this information out there in regards to your marathon ebook that is available for people. And then
great.
I would just wanted to get you to lead in because I've got some emails from you. We chatted with John Rappaport last week about censorship and sort of asking, it seems that they are doing it, and where are they going to go with this in regards to censoring the internet and censoring the information that we're putting out now, for example. I know they've done that in Maine, where you know they only kind of want to give people or let people get access to the information that the CDC and the WHO you know, agree to, but our sort of information, are they going to start heavily censoring it? Because if it happens
sure
there,
they are.
Where's it going to go?
Of course they are.
But you're living this. It's happening to you guys right now. So lead us into that as well after you get your information out. Tell us about this censorship thing because it is so vitally important that people understand what's happening here.
First of all, let me give people a quick introduction of who we are. I'm the medical director of the Natural Solutions Foundation, and with me is my co-host and co-trustee, Ralph Fusitola, JD. He's the co-host on my radio show, which is the Dr. Rima Truth Reports, and that's available on the internet and live and archive recordings. The show is on vtnradio.com. From 5 to 7 Eastern every day of the week, Monday, or every day of the work week, Monday through Friday. The Natural Solutions Foundation principal website is www.drrima.truthreports.com, and it's all about the truth. And before we go anywhere else, Ralph and I would like to give your listeners a gift. Two gifts, actually. The first gift is an ebook, a resource ebook that contains the entire 16-hour marathon vaccine truth event of May 1st of this year. And you participated, Adam. So we have 16 hours of amazing podcasts with an international faculty telling vaccine truth, which is being censored and kept out of the newspaper, the television, the magazines. The vaccine truth reality is the biggest secret of mainstream media. They don't want you to know. I do want you to know. So does Ralph. So does General Burt. And then you make up your own mind whether you want poisons injected into yourself or your child based on fraudulent science.
Make up your own mind, Dr. Rima. You can't make up your own mind. Not in the United States, not in Australia, not at very many places in the world anymore. And if you can make up your own mind, the restrictions around that decision are getting tighter and tighter. We have, for example, a senator in the great state of California, a medical doctor, allegedly, Dr. Pan, who has come out said in the past few hours that that people who are not vaccinated should not be allowed to be in the public schools, in the colleges, in places of public assembly, or at workplaces. Yeah.
Which tells us that what we've been saying, wait, first it's childhood vaccinations, and the very next thing is universal adult mandatory vaccination. That is on the docket. Otherwise, there would be no reason to say if you're not vaccinated, you can't go to college or the workplace. Let me give people the link where they can get the download in the thank you email that we'll send them when they enter their email information at www.drrematruthreports.com. They'll receive the link to download this enormous resource, and we're very proud of it, and we want to give it away as a gift to everyone. And they'll also receive a free subscription to our newsletter, the Health Freedom Action e-alert newsletter. There's a lot of action needed to maintain our freedom, like the no jab, no pay, no way events in Australia. And we're so proud to be supporting those and so glad to help in any way that we can. It is imperative for us to become activated, or we will become literally enslaved by these people, because their vaccines are genetic mutilations and physiological mutilations of our body at their behest for no good for us.
Ain't that the truth?
Indeed.
And as you said, the marches are going ahead full swing, 21st of June. And the general will be there on the ground on the day, has offered me to do a live sort of, or do a podcast. I don't know what you guys will be doing, but he will be able to report sort of back exactly what's happening. I thought it was a good idea, so I said I'd get back to him. We've had people offer to, you know, for the organizers to use PA equipment, microphones, all this, but they seem to have everything sorted out. I know Ralph's been in contact with one of the organizers, and he'll be on your show, I think, this week, Ralph.
Well, we're doing more. Yes, we're doing more than just
great
getting
news.
Him on the show, which we want to do. We're going to use that opportunity to help make sure that people around the world know about what's going on. But we're also working directly with Damien to make sure that the events, when they happen, are going to be live streamed, so that people in Australia who can't physically be there can still participate by getting on Twitter and getting on Facebook and sending images from the events as they happen and all that stuff. And we're going to do that internationally. It is no longer possible to pretend that each government, each country is engaged in some sort of separate behavior. There is a pattern of intentional combinations. I won't use the word conspiracy. Combinations to violate international humanitarian law and prevent people from exercising their internationally protected right to informed consent. And the governments that are doing this are setting themselves apart from international norms, and there needs to be a response from people around the world telling these governments, the American government, the Australian government, and a few others, that this behavior of theirs is violative of international norms, and we're calling them out on it. And that's what
Absolutely.
We're trying to do.
Let me talk about international pressure. You may think, well, you know, I live in the U.S., England, Australia, French Guiana, and whatever is going on is happening somewhere else. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in Brazil. What does that have to do with me? And more important, how can I impact it? And the answer is that it turns out that the internet, God bless the internet, has given us a tool that I think the people who created the internet did not intend, has given us a tool for internationalizing not only information, but pressure. When the Natural Solutions Foundation here in Chile decided that we were going to prevent the final ratification of an intellectual property rights treaty called UPOV 91 that would have destroyed the right of people to propagate seeds and so on and so on, and would have given complete control of the food system to the biotech industry as it is in the United States. We said no, no, no. And we not only asked people in Chile to take internet action, we asked people in the United States and elsewhere around the world. And we were able, through local pressure and international pressure, to create a political climate here in which it was absolutely impossible to ratify this treaty. Impossible. 2 years ago, and they still haven't been able to do it. Still haven't been able to do it. Because not only was there local pressure, there was an outcry of enormous proportion from the international community. And countries are easily embarrassed in front of the international community. I really don't know why, but they are. And so international pressure and international vision and vigilance is a major force in policy these days.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen that in a number of issues, not just the vaccine issue. And sometimes we get accused of focusing too much because there are so many other things that are coming at us that are equally as lethal. And one of them is, of course, what's happening in Japan and Fukushima. And we've very recently been getting more direct insider information there as well. And we also, of course, address issues like genetically modified foods and other products, and the geoengineering issue, the changes that are being made to our planet and our weather through intentional and unintentional governmental and corporate activities. All of these together make up a perfect storm, as General Bert Stubblebine, the president of Natural Solutions Foundation, has said, a perfect storm. And he's accused the elite of what he calls reckless endangerment of our planet. He says they're weaponizing the world against human survival. These are things that are strong accusations to be made against the elite, but it's a globalist elite that we're dealing with. And so, of course, we need to have a global response. We need to, as they say, think globally and react or respond or resist locally. And that's what we're trying to see happen. We're really happy about the events that are coming forth on, I believe it is June 21st, in major cities in Australia, where there will be public demonstrations against forced vaccination. This is a major step forward. And it indicates that a lot of people in Australia are getting ready to defend their rights against ever increasing encroachment by governments that are becoming more and more reckless in their behavior. It's very clear that the unintended consequences are becoming more and more severe.
I'm not sure that that's
unintended. Exactly.
I'm not sure that those consequences are unintended.
Exactly.
Me neither.
There are those for whom the creation of chaos and the destruction of anything like health and order that we can control for ourselves is very much the intended consequence. And for them, they are very dangerous because they are very, very, very crazy. They're lethally crazy. And it is very important to remember that they don't care how many people they hurt. And in fact, how many people they kill, how many people they maim, is actually kind of a scorecard goal issue for them.
Yeah.
Now, that's hard to believe. Normal people say, nobody would do that. Nobody would intentionally kill children and old people and cause cancer. Well, yeah, if you're a perfect psychopath who has been trained to believe that the highest and best outcome is to get rid of as many people as possible in as short a time as possible and to subjugate the rest, yeah, that's exactly what you would do. And that's very important to understand.
Exactly. And I actually don't like calling these people elites. I like to call them parasites, because I don't think there's anything elite about them, so I don't like to use that word. But you're
well,
right there.
I think that's a good point. They're not elite. They're creepy and they're disgusting and they're crazy as bedbugs.
Yeah, and they got the fangs into our necks now. They're really going for it.
This is true. And I think it's very important. I think your correction is a good one, Adam. There's nothing admirable about these people. They drive around in fancy vehicles and they wear fancy clothes and they have unholy amounts of power, which they've stolen from us, and unholy amounts of resources that they've stolen from us. But they're not admirable. They're not good. They're not role models. They're monsters. They're absolute monsters, and they mustn't be emulated or admired as if they were in some way decent creatures. They're not.
Yeah, and they're stooges right down to our government levels. They're even worse. It's unbelievable. I remember Garth was telling me a story because he used to be he was in the building industry and he worked at a big job site in Sydney a lot of years ago, and he couldn't get parking underneath in the garage, and it was filled, Dr. Eamon Ralph, with these luxury cars. And he said, "Well, I can't do the job." And he asked the guy about it. He said, "They're all government cars." And he said, "Because our politicians, they can't even walk down the road to get a coffee. They have to be chauffeured everywhere in these luxury cars." And you know, that's the way they are. And I put up an article on our website just saying myself that Minister for Social Services, Mr. Scott Morrison, he's the one who's brought in these new vaccine laws stripping parents of their pay rights. He thinks that the vaccine science is settled. And he says here, "The depressing thing about the anti-vaxxers is the impossibility of having a reasoned exchange with them, as is usually the case with people who think they are not only entitled to their own opinions, but also their own set of specially designed facts and science." You know, so this guy's a real creep. I mean, he's as creepy as you can get. And
invite him to debate with us.
No, this guy won't debate anyone. No, he's
he won't. Yeah. But I want the public confirmation that he won't.
Exactly. I think I already sent his office one, but you know, these people are really unbelievable. But in a way, they're kind of digging their own graves because most people are going on now and saying, "Look at this." They can see that you know, they're desperate. They don't have any science to back anything up. Nothing they say is legitimate in any way. You know, I can't find any sound reason or anything to cling on to in anything that they say at all, Dr. Reamer and Ralph. So, you know, they're repeating the same mantra and over and over and over again, and people are saying, "Well, give me something more." And it's not coming from them because they don't have it. But it shows you the ignorance and the absolute arrogance of these ministers in this country that really do nothing except sit on their asses and get chauffeured around in fancy cars all day and sit on fancy paychecks. This guy has no idea about vaccine science, but he's up here saying that it's all settled. As you said, Dr. Rima, what does that mean? If you asked him what does it mean, he wouldn't know himself. You know, because I don't think he knows what he's talking about, really, which is scary.
Well, there is that.
These people are in the driver's seat.
No, they're not. We are. They tell us they're in the driver's seat, and we have a choice. We can believe them and accede to their lies, or we can remember that each and every time we push back insufficient numbers, every time we push back strongly enough, they step back. They are not in the driver's seat. I beg to differ. They tell us, they propagandize us, they brainwash us, telling us that they're in the driver's seat. They're not.
For the general masses, I guess they may be. I don't mean for me or you personally. They're not in the driver's seat for me. Just for the general masses, through the control of the media and what comes out of the TV, it's just been such a great weapon to keep our civilization on their knees in a limbo state.
Absolutely. But we all have to keep reminding each other, because it's easy to become discouraged. It's easy to become tired. There are so many battles. We have to keep reminding each other of the successes that we have and of the truth that indeed they are not in the driver's seat. And the reason that we do what we do, that you do what you do, is because if they are in the driver's seat, we are lost. We are doomed.
Oh, yeah.
They are injecting poisons into our body intentionally that change our genetic makeup, that change our biological and our physiological makeup. And if we let them, they doom us. They doom us.
Oh, yeah. And is Ralph still there?
I'm still here, absolutely.
How long have you
yes,
got,
indeed.
Ralph? I have a question.
A couple more minutes. I'll be happy to answer your question. Go ahead.
Well, it's a pretty deep question. I guess I'll just get yours and then go on with Dr. Rima. But it's,
sure.
You know, with all these new legislation, with all these new rules and regulations and draconian rules and regulations coming in, particularly in the United States, and it's hard to ask this because it's such a deep question, so I'll just make it quick, but... Where does Ralph, does the actual baby come into this? Because we're hearing, well, if you're a parent, you've got to vaccinate your child. And you guys say vaccination is violation, and that's absolutely true. And when a parent, they just don't know any better, and they take their little baby in, and it's a year old, and it starts to go in for its shots, you can see kids, they scream and cry, and they try and pull away. And people, you know, because every part of them, they don't want it. You know, we say that kids aren't developed in that way yet. Yes, they are. And they're telling you, they're screaming, they don't want that vaccine put into their bodies. But what rights, Ralph, does a newborn baby, for example, or a year-old baby have when it comes to this getting jabbed by a doctor? Because I know the parents are the guardians, but where does the child stand in all of this?
Yeah, we go back to the first rule of moral, humane health care, and that includes the first rule of parenting as well, and it is do no harm. You know, if you offer your children up to the fires of Moloch, if you can say, well, you know, the adverse reactions are very rare. And as Dr. Pan says, you don't have the right to make that choice about you or yourself or your children not to be vaccinated. That's what he said today on this extraordinary
Twitter. That's a quote. That is a quote.
Right.
Say it again.
Well, you're not a free person. You don't own your body. The government can decide, they can order someone to tie you down and stick a needle in you.
Exactly.
This is the position that the elite are taking.
Yes.
And it's exactly what we have to face, folks. This is the final battle, if you will, over whether you're a free person or not. And if you allow it to be done, you know, Australians, you allowed your guns to be taken away from you. Now they're about to start jabbing you with needles. Allow this, and when will the time come that you'll be reduced to the status of a drone slave, or at least your descendants will be, and they won't even know it. They won't even realize what they've become. Americans, you know, you're in the same boat. It's outrageous that you're allowing politicians to do what they're doing in an organized and consistent way. We know where the funding is coming from in the United States. We know that there's a specific organization, an association of state, county, and city health officials who are funded by large grants from the FDA and other federal agencies and certain major foundations. And this organization is leading the charge. A government agency is leading the charge to change the law, to take away rights that people have had for a long time. And nobody seems to think that this is unusual. This is precisely the definition of fascism. That's exactly what we're watching, and we're watching it played out in both Australia and the United States, by state, province by province. And, you know, their first they came for the kids, and I didn't have any kids, so I didn't say anything. And then they came for me. And
I would think that parents would grab their child and run, you know, run for the hills, but they're taking them in and handing them over.
There was a very interesting four-part television series out of England a couple of years ago, based around a science fiction spin-off, I believe, from Doctor Who, in which this bizarre group of aliens have discovered that human children, make the perfect breeding grounds for a drug that these aliens want. And so they capture human children and turn them into slaves producing the drug. The claim is that the children are not suffering. Well, one doesn't know. But in the show, the aliens come back. They kill about 5,000 government agents in some British security agency just to show that they're tough. And they basically demand 10% of all the children in England be turned over to them because they need a lot more slaves to make this drug. And if they don't do it, they're going to kill everybody in England. And so the government knuckles under and arranges for a vaccine emergency in which all the children are to report to special vaccine sections to be vaccinated. And of course, there are scenes of children being torn from their families. And there's a group of people who are very much working on saving their children by literally going out in the woods and hiding. And that is perhaps one of those efforts by some people on the inside to get a message out. But it's been certainly something that's been explored in the guise of fiction. How would people react? And how are they reacting? When the duress gets to the point where you're told you will either have your children vaccinated or that you will not get the money you need to feed them, and that is exactly what's being done in Australia, to some people anyway, when the duress reaches that level, has anybody read the Nuremberg Code? Does anybody care about the history of public health services in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, and how in Australia and the United States, the public health services are becoming the mediators of death and not of health.
And that the United Nations this past week released its mortality guidelines. Now, in the past, mortality guidelines might have been about reducing mortality. No longer, they are about increasing mortality to make sure that enough people die to meet the guidelines, depopulation guidelines. And vaccines are very, very helpful in that regard. Very helpful.
Do you know, Dr. Rima, they're still using the flu vaccine in Australia, and this was from the Murdoch newspapers themselves last Sunday. And as we said, this goes back to 2010, where it was supposedly being banned for children under 5. And we just heard in the last Sunday papers, this same disgusting flu vax is still being given to children under 5, and the doctors are taking the labels off so they can get away with
it. Well, then what are they telling the parents that they're putting in, that they're shooting into them?
The parents don't even know, because it's just circulated throughout our society in a ghost-like manner, and they don't know where it is. They're just telling people, oh, it's not supposed to be used for kids under 5 because it was making kids get these terrible adverse reactions. Some children were brain damaged in Western Australia. They were vomiting, fevers, all this stuff. This blew up in 2010, and I've been following it, and it's supposedly not, it should be taken off the market. But here we hear again in the papers last weekend, it's still being used, and there's dozens of kids who have had it, and we don't know how many. I mean, it's unbelievable.
There's been a recent case in Mexico of a native village. The children were all vaccinated at the same time, and something like 40 of them became very ill. Obviously, they are a group of people who are intermarried, and there's some sort of a genetic susceptibility to the toxins involved. And normally, Dr. Rima, you pointed out that vaccines are divided up and the batches are divided up widely and sent all over the world so that bad batches don't show up. So no matter how bad the batch is, it's not noticed.
And this is intentional policy that follows a vaccine disaster in which one particular town or region in the United States had lots and lots and lots of bad batch adverse reactions. So it was decided, I believe, by Merck, but it could have been GlaxoSmithKline, that from now on, bad hot lots would be distributed around the world and around the country so that nobody could put the data together and see how very bad the vaccines were for people. This is the kind of lawless, heartless inhumanity that these corporations that have taken over our governments, or that have the governments have allowed to become the governments, exhibit. We're not talking about decent, honest anything. We're talking about merchants of death. Merchants of death. And so let me ask you a question, Adam. If you were to have a child and the mandate had passed, no jab, no pay, you must vaccinate your child, otherwise we're going to call in the dogs of the system against you, what would you do?
Well, my wife is pregnant, Dr. Rima, so that is going to be a reality soon. And nothing can sway me. I'll leave the country. You know?
That's a very,
they can
very
send in as many dogs as they want, but they'd have to kill me. And I'm not an easy target. I'm not an easy person to kill. I mean, I'll go for the throat. I see black. They better stay away from me. I've got no room to move on this at all. At all, whatsoever. So, you know, they can keep their stinking money. I've got my own money. I don't want anything from these parasites. Absolutely nothing. And if need be, we'll leave.
Do you hear how important this answer is, people? What Adam just said is they can do what they like and they can say what they like. But my sense of what is normal, what is real, what is important is unshakable.
120%. Now, I know where I am in this life, and I know what my beliefs are. 120% more. 200% if I can put it out there. I cannot be swayed on this issue at all. Not in a million lifetimes.
Let's talk for a moment on a hypothetical basis. Let's assume that I didn't agree with you, Adam. I do. I do. Just as strongly as you feel this, I feel exactly the same with you. But let's assume that Adam had his sense of truth and it turned out to be a mistaken sense of truth, okay? First of all, it would be his responsibility to be open to new data, to keep banging his sense of truth against, because you can always learn more, and maybe new data would change what he believes. But that's to prevent his belief system from becoming a religious system, okay? The next thing that would need to happen is that Adam would, as he does, would need to differentiate between what is the popular belief, that is called the normative belief, the one that everybody knows is true, and the actual normal belief. The normal belief here is, I must protect my child. These things are bad for my child. I will not allow under any circumstances anything bad to happen to my child that I can in any way prevent. And therefore, I will make whatever sacrifice and change is necessary to protect my child. That's normal. Even if Adam were the only parent or parent-to-be, congratulations, Adam. Even if Adam were the only parent or parent-to-be in the entire country who felt that way, so it was not normative because he was in the minority, it would still be normal to feel that way. And Adam would need, in order to be the ethical being that he is, he would need to be able to hold on to what was normal in spite of the fact that it was not normative, that the popularity contest wasn't going in favor of his beliefs. I cannot emphasize too strongly how vitally important the difference between normative, what everybody believes, and normal, what is really central to human health and action, is. And if you give away what is normal in order to feel comfortable with what is normative, you have betrayed anyone you are responsible for, whether it's yourself, your child, your wife, your husband, your dog, your Aunt Gladys, it doesn't make a difference. You either stick to the normal and the human and the life-enhancing because you know it's true in your gut, even if you are subsequently required by your own trajectory of information and truth to change your mind. Okay, but you must have the courage as a free human being to behave freely and keep your own beliefs. What do you think about that, Ralph? What do you think about that, Adam?
Adam and Dr. Rima, I think that you're absolutely correct that we are all facing the moment of choice when we're going to need to decide where we stand. You know, the past several hundred years, we've seen great changes in human life. We've seen some of the ancient institutions of control that kept humanity in a suppressed condition for many thousands of years. We've seen those institutions evaporating. You know what they were. They included chattel slavery. They included the institutionalized infirmities of women, as it used to be called. They included the king's monopolies over trade. They included the government's monopoly over religion. All of these great monopolies have been crashed over the past couple of centuries. Of course, there have been efforts to reestablish them in different ways. And the religion of politics has been the most successful way of controlling people and controlling and imposing rule. We are now seeing, at this moment, an effort by the old aristocracy, if you will, to reestablish its dominion over the rest of us as beings of lesser rights than the people who are somehow in the elite. This is something that we thought had been defeated centuries ago with the guillotine of the French Revolution, perhaps. It's come back again in the guise of the therapeutic state. They only want to do it for our own good. Dr. Pan wants to make sure that everyone is safe. Everyone, guaranteed safe. We're all going to be in a cage, an individualized cage, and we'll be safe. Isn't that nice?
I have only one caveat in terms of what you've said, Ralph. I don't think it's going to be an individualized cave because we will no longer be individuals.
True. True.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, thank you for letting us rant on tonight. I need to duck out at this point.
Thank you, Ralph.
Maybe you guys need to talk a bit longer. But folks in Australia, folks in the United States, if you don't get it, this is the political issue. It's not ISIS. It's not gender identity. It's not politically correct conversation. It is whether or not the minions of state power are going to be allowed to figuratively or physically tie you down and stick needles in your body, whether they're going to have the power to coerce you and your family to accept their bizarre religion of crony-tainted vaccine pseudoscience. That's all I have to say.
That was very well said, Ralph. I agree absolutely with everything you said, but and we talk to each other a lot, but my goodness, that was articulately and beautifully said. Wow.
Thank you.
That was cool.
Music coming out of Ralph's mouth.
Yeah. I mean, and it's so interesting because, you know, we talk about this stuff day and night. But he happened to be inspired at the moment. Thank you for that inspiration, Ralph.
Well, it's music, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the drumbeat of freedom.
It resonates with you immediately. And that's
a very good point. Truth resonates. Truth rings in the heart like a bell.
Yes, and that's what I was saying. To add on to what you were saying before, Dr. Rimmer, all that is so true, but it's also, for me personally, my base level God-given human instincts, my intuition that I have not lost yet. It's that deeper part of you that reflects back to you, know, that you need to trust. It's your, you know, it goes right up to your dignity, trusting yourself as a human being. But I haven't lost those reflexes and that will to survive. So that's all part of it as well. you know, just knowing knowing deep down, I don't need some troll to tell me vaccines are good because I know deep down that they're not, and that's a feeling that I get as well as doing my study.
You know, there were experiments. My background is as a child and adolescent psychiatrist, and there were studies done that were very interesting about feeding children. Of course, moms and grandmothers and other people get really exercised about whether a child is getting enough food and enough food of this kind and so on and so on. And so there can be huge struggles over what the kid eats and what the kid won't eat and so on. And experiments were done that many people are now familiar with in which a kid was given access, obviously a kid who was mobile, so it was a toddler, lots of toddlers, were given access to a full range of foods that they could reach and that they could eat at will. And they were restricted only by their own appetite and desires. And everything they ate was documented and tallied. And it was seen that over time, a child would instinctively pick exactly those things that nourished his body, that gave him the right him, her, that gave the child the right amounts of nutrients and micronutrients and macronutrients, and that they would drink the amount of water that they actually needed and so on and so on. There was a wisdom that was demonstrated in that child's innate knowing. And the kid wasn't thinking about this intellectually. Let's see, I think I need a little magnesium. Nope. This was pure instinct. And when you talk about not having lost your instinct for what is right, I remember Bertrand Russell, one of the really wicked Fabian socialists, who said that through injection, injunction, and indoctrination, in the future, and that's now, folks, in the future it would be impossible for the ordinary person to have any independent thought.
And that, Dr. Rima, is really the issue at stake here. We're being told we shouldn't think about these issues. We should simply line up and get our shots like good soldiers. Indeed, it's a situation in which we're being basically told to have a religious faith in the sagacity and good desire, good intentions of the ruling circles, as though none of us had ever heard about human history at all. And I think that there's an antidote to this poison, and that antidote is truth, and the antidote is speaking out, and the antidote is being ready, as Gandhi once famously said about vaccination, being ready to stand alone against the whole world if necessary, in defense of conscientious objection to vaccination, which he called a barbaric relic, as indeed it is.
Gandhi wrote an entire book on health issues, and he devoted quite a lot of space in that book to the issue of vaccination. He quite rightly stated that it was without any justification whatsoever. Absolutely. And that was 107 years ago, 110 years ago? Absolutely. It hasn't acquired any justifications since then. What it has acquired is a massive public relations team.
And the force of law.
Yes.
Let's never forget that what we're dealing here with this in this situation is basically an industry subverting a government to do its dirty work.
Yeah,
and it's time to call them out for what they are.
Well,
and to stop, and to let everyone know that we know what's being planned for us, and we will not go quietly.
And you want to see, Ralph, how low the Australian Murdoch media are going to? This is a new article entitled, I put this up on our website, "No Room for Science and Facts with the Anti-Vaccination Mob, Who Are Putting Young Lives at Risk." I'm not going to read this disgusting article, but at the bottom,
they are so intent.
Look at this at the bottom. Yeah, look at this at the bottom, Ralph. It's talking about the protests. This is from the Murdoch newspaper. It's saying, if you people do follow through with your plans to have a protest in June, please do your fellow citizens a favor and wear some surgical masks and keep your distance from us. This is what's coming out of the Murdoch
papers. I think it's really
papers.
Important that they are trying to ridicule the people who are getting ready to protest. This
nasty.
Is a major step forward.
Yeah.
And it is an indication that they are very, very
venomous.
Worried.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
You know what? You know what? I think that the people in the no jab, no pay, no way protests and marches should come with stacks of surgical masks. They're quite inexpensive, and should hand them out to the onlookers so that they, the marchers, won't be contaminated.
Indeed, you could put on each of the masks vaxxed, V-A-X-X, and say, hey, look, if you've been vaccinated, please wear this to protect us. I think that's a wonderful idea, Doctor.
I think so too. And I think they should make a huge public relations thing out of it. We want to be protected. We want the vaccinated to be isolated behind surgical masks, which don't work, behind surgical masks, so that their shedding of the viruses and dangerous materials that they've been injected with will not endanger us and our children. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But a very important development, and one that should encourage everyone in Australia to come out on June 21st for the demonstrations. This is an indication that the most powerful media disinformation group in the country is running scared. Just like when they had that poll that they thought was going to prove everybody wanted vaccination, and the poll had the exact opposite results.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's real important to try to get, it's going to be good weather. Well, it's going to be midwinter, isn't it? I hope it's going to be good weather.
Should be. It's okay. And yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think there's some of these trolls on there trying to disrupt the events. I've noticed they're trying to input a bad vibe. They're trying to put people off. There was another few of them on there the other day, and I challenged them to a debate. And they really did revert to like a childlike behavior and then started getting nasty.
Please, please, God, let one of these people agree to debate us.
I'm still trying.
I think you need to be shouting, Murdoch running scared.
This was on the protest website, on the protest Facebook pages, Ralph, like for Sydney. There's a lot of them on Sydney now. They're just mouthing off on there. And the thing is, I say to them, you seem so confident that science is settled with vaccines. You seem 100% in your views and opinions. Why not come on and debate with us? But also, why are you here? If you believe in vaccine science so much, what we think or do shouldn't worry you. they seem to,
I don't think, I think we have another language change that we have to make. There is no vaccine science that supports vaccines. So I'm going to suggest that instead of calling it vaccine science, we start referring to it consistently as the vaccine myth.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Anyway, Ralph, those events are happening in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Canberra, Brisbane, and Tasmania. And, hopefully people can just go down there on that day, show up. If you're anywhere around Sydney or these cities, get down there because you need to. We know what's coming down the pipelines, Dr. Rima. There's hundreds of experimental vaccines in the pipeline for God knows what. And it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not.
For God knows what is a very important point. Among the things in the pipeline are the behavioral vaccines.
I was just about to say that. Yes, you've hit the nail on the head. Children behavior, yeah.
Not just children. Adult.
Yeah.
Adult behavior. You can't get angry. You can't say no. You can't not feel altruistic toward your masters. You have no choice. And if you don't think that this can be done, you have never heard of psychiatric drugs.
You know, the modern elite have such hatred for the progress of the past few centuries that all they want, no matter what risk they're taking with life on this planet, no matter what they want, they really want one thing, and that is to turn us all into docile slaves again. That's really what they're looking to do.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Well, they first have to break down that human part of us, that spiritual side of us, don't they? So we can be picked at by these demons.
Well, that's what one of the things that does that quite nicely is fluoride, because it causes the pineal gland, the transducer of consciousness, to turn into, quite literally, a rock.
Freezes it.
Into a rock. It calcifies.
Our spiritual antenna is being frozen over.
Precisely. So then when
folks, keep your spiritual antennas open, keep your minds open. Remember that a vax shot is something that you need to avoid. And if you can't avoid it, treat it like a snake bite.
Like the Grim
Treat
Reaper.
It like a snake
bite. Right? An open like snake Reaper. Bite. Yeah, an untreated snake bite, Ralph. That's what they
an
are.
An untreated snake bite. Yeah. People in Australia have a lot of experience with snakes, right? There's a lot of, and I'm sure a lot of experience with dealing with snake bites.
Yeah, we have 8 out of the world's 10 most deadliest snakes, right. But they're nothing compared to vaccines.
Well, your politicians are changing the statistic, aren't they?
Yeah, well, some of them look like snakes as well.
And that's it, folks. The issue is, are you going to stay free? This is the last generation that gets to make this choice, possibly. Are you going to sit on your butt on June 21st, Australians, or are you going to show up in those cities and demand your fundamental human rights?
Well, if you don't do that, what right have you got to complain when they inject deadly materials into you, into your children, and into your parents, and into your loved ones?
Exactly. These people, even the pro-vaxxers, they don't know what's coming, Dr. Rima. They don't understand that we're trying to protect their rights as well. You know, forget the maniacs and the trolls. I think just general families out there who are being, you know, brainwashed or brain damaged by this Murdoch media propaganda spinning. They don't understand how dangerous this is. So, you know, that's divide and conquer. They want to make us all fight each other. And they're trying to do that. The Murdoch media are trying to make these marches ugly, and they're trying to put people off, and they're being childish about it. But people need to walk straight through and get down to those marches and stick up for your rights. Because as Ralph said, if this goes through, it's not going to be, it's just the beginning, and it's going to get worse and worse. And I'm sure even families who believe in vaccines and give vaccines to their kids, they don't want mandatory vaccinations for all adults either. And that's what's coming, and they don't see this.
Please, God, let one of them debate us. Oh, please.
They're trolls, Dr. Rima. They're not general people. They're just trolls. They're trolls. That's why we always say trolling pays well nowadays, does it? Because they keep changing their Facebook profiles, their names, they're in and out. They're trolls. I just don't know where they are or who they work for. That maybe they're just, you know, psychos waiting for the summer so they can go and start bushfires. As you know, those types of people.
Bottom feeders.
You know, torture some animals.
Bottom feeders, as we call them.
They are. There's bottom a lot feeders. Of wackos. And I think maybe they're on too many of these painkillers and these drugs which cause suicidal tendencies and you want to kill people. Maybe they've had too much drugs and too much vaccines themselves. But there's only a small amount of them, and they're trying to make themselves bigger than what they are. You know, like the Wizard of Oz, Dr. Rima, when they finally find out who the Wizard of Oz is, it's just an old guy on a bicycle. You know, they're nobodies, so they're not going to disrupt these events. I don't know what will happen on the days, Ralph. I think there'll be some of them there to cause trouble, but the police will be there, and it's a peaceful protest. The organisers are great; they're doing it the right way, and they're doing the right thing. But I'm saying these cowards may turn up if they have any If they're smart in any way, they won't. But I think some of them will go and try and cause trouble. So I've told the event organizers, keep an eye out. Be careful.
That's
there.
Another good reason. Another good reason to live stream the events as much
exactly.
as possible.
Exactly, yeah.
Take photos, to post photos and videos on Facebook and on Twitter as it happens.
That's
so
cool.
that there's no way for anyone to misrepresent what's going on. It's really important, people in Australia, you must do this. This is
yes.
the moment.
Yes.
This is the moment. There's no other moment.
This is the moment. Can yeah. you trust the police to be supportive of your rights? We certainly are having some crisis in this area in the United States.
Yeah, it's. I think so. I think generally you find the police in Australia pretty well behaved and pretty professional.
It's not as militarized. They haven't
no,
been militarized.
No, I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that coming. But you know, I'm used to. You see the police riding around on their bikes, and they're generally pretty good. You have some hardline ones, of course, that are not doing the right thing. But I think this is Sydney, Dr. Rima and Ralph. It's a high traffic area for people from all over the world. They want to keep things pretty civil. They don't want chaos there. So I think they'll be there to keep the peace. And I think a lot of good people are going to get along to the events. How long? I noticed in Spain, they had to have a holographic marching event because
yes,
they're not allowed to protest
that
anymore.
Amazing?
It was the world's first holographic sort of image display of people protesting. And I think we may be looking at that soon as well, where they just stop it altogether, protesting of really anything.
Do you suppose that we could get them to only content themselves only with holographic vaccines? Nah. It seemed like a nice idea. But.
Well, you can print them, can't you now, Dr. Rima? You can print them at home, 3D printing, print your own vaccine.
There you go.
Very good, folks.
we are joking and we are playing, but we are facing genetic annihilation of who and what we are, of what gives us our human qualities. We are facing, I will say it again, genetic annihilation. These vaccines are biological and genetic alteration devices. If a vaccine gives you cancer, it's changed your genetic matrix and the expression of your genetic capability.
Vaccines along with the GMO, the genetically modified foods, along with the geoengineering, along with the toxins in our food and industrial system, and of course the leaking radiation everywhere, all of these together add up to a perfect storm of destruction for our genome, for our ability to survive as a species on this planet. We need to come together. We need to look at this very clear-eyed, and we need to make some very real changes. And it starts by people getting off their butts, getting out on June 21st in Australia, on other days in other places, and making their voices heard. So long as we're still able to do it, we must make our voices heard.
Yeah, exactly. And very few people realize also, Ralph, that Australia is the world leader in deforestation and species extinction. As well. It's...
I did not know that.
Yes, we are. And even our government is trying to get the Great Barrier Reef out of the World Heritage listing so they can run their disgusting oil rigs there and exporting, through our areas there. But they are really disgusting in this country on many, many, many levels. They're desperately trying to get GMO. And we know that our current Prime Minister is shaking his hand, Dr. Rima, is shaking. His eyes are twitching to sign the TPP. He can't sign it fast enough. So we've got a lot of issues that we are facing in this country alone.
In the United States, in the United States, the Republican Party leadership is salivating at the opportunity to get the TPP signed as well, but they can't get the members of the House to go along with it. And apparently the Democrats are not willing to support their own president. And so it may not come to pass.
That's so great, Ralph. If we can stop it in the U.S. Yeah, if you can stop that in the U.S., because we just don't have that sort of Congress here. They just do what they want. But if it gets stopped in the U.S., it's going to cause an effect all the way down the line. So, we have to help our American friends as well, because that's where it all starts and begins, really. America is really important. Yeah.
We push back, they pull back.
Exactly.
Whether it's vaccinated.
If it happens in America, it happens here. Believe me, very quickly.
Vice versa.
Yeah, vice versa as well. Yeah, they do test a lot of things here.
This has been an interesting hour discussion.
Dr. Rima, would you like to plug out as well?
Yes. Okay. I think I need I have to say that this has been a wonderful discussion. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Always great to share it with
both of you. Thank you. And remember one thing, if you remember nothing else, that all of the meaningful power actually rests in our hands. They do not want us to know that.
And do remember that we have an action item for people in Australia. You can actually find it on the internet. It's under one of our tiny URLs. It is tinyurl.com. No Forced Vax Australia, I believe.
Yes, I'm going to put that up on the site now.
No Forced Vax Australia. You can go there and you can get a message through to the Prime Minister and other leaders. We want to see you on the 21st, but certainly send your messages as well.
Absolutely. And Dr. Rima, would you like to just get out your website information as well before we plug out for today?
Enter your email address at www.drrimalaibow. We'll send you the link to download our remarkable May Day Marathon
incredible
podcast.
Unbelievable.
Book.
Yeah.
And thank you. And we'll send you a free subscription to our newsletter with information I promise you need. So that's drrimatruthreports.com.
It's great.
And this discussion tonight will be posted as a podcast on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/naturalsolutions. Thank you, Adam.
Okay, thank you very much. And great to speak with you guys. And
we'll talk
again soon. I encourage people to go to the Dr. Rima Truth Reports and sign up there. That was an amazing talk. Your talk with Mike Adams was so amazing. It was a great day and worth having for everybody out there who cares about this issue. So we'll keep pushing forward, eh?
Thank you. We will indeed.
Yes.
Okay, that is it for today, and we will be back next week. Hope our listeners enjoyed that. And get down to the Freedom of Choice March is coming up. Sunday, June 21st. Happening all around the country. Go to Facebook. No jab, no pay, no way. March for Freedom of Choice. You'll get all the different dates up there and get involved. Really, really important. And also check out our new website, www.crazfiles.com. That's C-R-A-Z-Z, crazfiles.com. This talk will be going up there today on the main page, so check it out.